Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ab Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Upchurch. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Woody Upchurch. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards the mound. Upchurch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Averill moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is walked intentionally. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Warsler scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Upchurch, and towards Warsler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Johnson moves to third. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Upchurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upchurch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Upchurch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hudlin moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes bunts in front of the plate. Richards fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hudlin moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hudlin scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. Hughes moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. George Turbeville now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker scores. Hughes moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Richards reaches second base with a double. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright bunts towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Turbeville. Hughes moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Richards and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. Two outs. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville is 0-for-1 in the game. Turbeville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Phillips moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Fox reaches second base with a double. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Indians. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vozmik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vozmik moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Vozmik scores. Hale moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to third. Wright moves to second. Herman Fink now pitching. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky scores. Wright moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Richards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Indians. Jack Pearson pinch hits for Herman Fink. Jack Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson strikes out. 2 outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Warsler moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.